All the skilled workers had already been sent to other camps. Only about 100 of us simple laborers were left. "Today it's your turn," announced the block secretary. "You are leaving with the next transport." At 10 o'clock, we were handed our daily ration of bread. A dozen or so SS surrounded us. At the gate, the sign proclaimed that work meant freedom. We were counted, and there we were, in the countryside, on a sunny road. In the sky, a few small white clouds. We were walking slowly. The guards were in no hurry. We were glad of it. As we were passing through some of the villages, many Germans watched us, showing no surprise. No doubt they had seen quite a few of these processions. On the way, we saw some young German girls. The guards began to tease them. The girls giggled. They allowed themselves to be kissed and tickled, bursting with laughter. They all were laughing, joking, and passing love notes to one another. At least, during all that time, we endured neither shouting nor blows. After 4 hours, we arrived at the new camp, Buna. The iron gate closed behind us.